Thank you, Mr. Facilitator. Finland fully aligns itself with the views to be presented by the European Union, and I'm making some remarks in my national capacity. As we have previously stated, we consider it important to establish structures that contribute to a better intersessional functioning of the convention and which strengthen the ability to take collective action in between the review conferences. This would be of particular importance in the area of science and technology. In this regard, Norway, Sweden, and Finland tabled a paper in April, Working Paper 7, that provides some elements in terms of science and technology review. A variety of useful proposals in this important theme have been tabled by the state's parties and academia, and we are working with your skillful guidance to reach one common approach to be agreed by the state's parties in this review conference. In this regard, we thank you for these questions that you have submitted for our perusal. Our views on these questions are as follows. On the mandate, in our view, the mandate would cover a technical review of science and technology developments, and the body should be able to make analysis in order to develop concrete recommendations for the state's parties. Mandate would be given by the review conference with delegated decision-making possibilities for state's party conference to react to the recommendations of the science and technology body, and to dedicate the priorities annually also based on the recommendations made by the science and technology body. On composition, national experts nominated by the state's parties would be our preferred option, and the membership could be open-ended. This should be predominantly a scientific body, and the experts should be nominated based on their scientific expertise. Should a closed membership be considered, it would be important to have a sufficient representation also in terms of scientific know-how covered in the composition without compromising the merit-based selection process. On functioning, we see that 1 week annually engaging scientists in an elaborate, extended, and continuous analytical work would be ideal. Should the meetings be of more limited duration, distance communication methods should be utilized more effectively in preparation of these meetings. The meeting, the physical meeting, would ideally take place well in advance of the state's party's meeting in order to provide well-prepared recommendations. Perhaps it is a bit too early to consider temporary working groups, but should they be established, they could convene on a non-cost basis considering specific topics. Overall, industry, academia, and organizations should be invited to participate in the elaborations of the body. On financing and ISU support, in our view, state parties fund their own experts they nominate, and this principle could be complemented by a voluntary fund administered by the ISU for representatives of developing countries. A scientific officer will be needed at the ISU. Our approach to science and technology review is obviously flexible. However, it is paramount that we can reach an outcome which will be effective as regards to keeping the PTWC at pace with the rapid advancement of life sciences and biotechnology. Thank you.